This is Scott Radley of the Hamilton Spectator with a podcast of my column of June 13, 2015. If she had one wish, it would be to go to the gym some afternoon and drift into the middle of a vigorous pickup game. Just get back to doing what came so easily when she was a star point guard at Michigan State University and then at McMaster. But the few times she's tried to take a few jump shots or even make a single layup on the driveway basket in recent years, her world has started spinning and she's had to go lie down. "I can't follow a ball," Vicki Harrison says. Once upon a time, she was so good at the game that her dad started the legendary Transway program just so she'd have a challenging competitive team on which to play. She was simply great on the court. Former Western star and now Cathedral coach Michelle Vesprini says every girl who watched her play in her glory years would have killed to have the same abilities. Hamilton may have produced some top-notch guards recently in Shona Thorburn and Kia Nurse, but before they came along, there was Vicki Harrison. Years after her collegiate career ended, for which she was made a member of Mack's Hall of Fame, she kept at it in a women's league. While teaching phys ed and coaching girls hoops at Westmount and raising her 11-year-old son by herself, doing her best to ignore the headaches that had started in the early days of 2011. Then one evening in February, her brain exploded. "I just fell," she says. It felt like the hallway was flipped. Climbing to her feet, she quickly realized something was desperately wrong and called 911. As she talked to the operator, Harrison could tell she wasn't speaking correctly. While waiting for the ambulance, she called her sister, too, who rushed to her house. "She really couldn't speak," Kathy Harrison says. "I could tell by her voice something was wrong." The former star athlete was dizzy, disoriented, and vomiting. She couldn't feel her tongue and couldn't swallow. Dad had suffered a stroke a few years before, but the thought that the same thing might have just happened to her never crossed her mind. She was only in her 40s, after all. It wasn't until they'd been at the hospital for some time and she went into the bathroom that her situation hit home. As she looked in the mirror, she saw her face. Half had drooped. She knew what that meant. "I started crying," she says. 4 years later, there's little obvious evidence of what she's been through. She walks fine, talks perfectly, has no facial paralysis, and has full strength in all her limbs. She looks like a normal, healthy 47-year-old. Except she's not. She says any overstimulation, rapid eye movement, or too loud noise flattens her. She went to the Ticat game the other night wearing earplugs but still had to leave at halftime, then paid for it the entire next day with migraines. That appearance of normalcy has become a problem. Her insurance companies cut her off her benefits, claiming she's able to work now. She insists she can't. She says she'd love to get back to earning a living, but it's just impossible. "I get frustrated when I have to prove I'm not well enough," she says, "because I like to think of what I can do, not what I can't." As a result of all this, she's now living on $1,200 a month in government benefits. She's tapped her credit card, line of credit, has refinanced her mortgage, and has relied on the generosity of her parents. Friends have outfitted her son for sports and paid his registration fee so he can play, yet she's still struggling to make ends meet. So, Kathy has begun a crowdfunding campaign to raise some cash to help. She can't just sit by idly and watch. The hope is to raise $30,000. The total stands at $12,255 right now, with many of the donors coming from the local sports fraternity who know of her or her family's role in Hamilton sports, who understand that without her, Transway likely wouldn't exist today. For her part, Harrison is entirely blown away by it all. She's gone on the website a couple times to see what's going on. Not often, though. She says it's hard for her to accept that so many people want to help her. "The basketball community in Hamilton is amazing," she says. "I have a lot of support," with hopefully some more to come. If you wish to donate to Vicki Harrison's crowdfunding campaign, you can go to www.gofundme.com/QCCAEEKGG. You can use your credit card there to give whatever you like and leave a note. It can also, if you wish, be done anonymously. This is Scott Radley. Thanks for listening.